Among the new books concentrating on the Tiananmen Square protests is Tiananmen Exiles, Voices of the Struggle for Democracy in China by Rowena He. She is now a lecturer at Harvard University, but was a high school student in Guangzhou in 1989. He interviewed three leaders of the protest movement, Wang Dan, Shen Tong, and Yi Danxuan, each who are now in exile from China. The interviews were the basis of her doctoral dissertation, but she expanded the book to include the remembrances of four others, including herself. She spoke with Sarah Williams about her own recollections of the tumultuous events.
When I say a witness, I was not in Tiananmen Square. That's another point I try to make in the book, right? I think the whole world's image about Tiananmen movement is Tiananmen Square. It sounds like that's the case, right? But it's a nationwide movement. It happened in all major cities across country in 1989. And also the second point I try to make is not just about the top high-profile leaders, right? There are many people who were also affected by that event. Like for a small potato like me, I was just a teenager. What do I know, right? But I think that those extraordinary days and happening in contemporary Chinese history as a watershed really changed the Chinese society and many of the people's life like mine.
Well, now, one of the people, though, that you interviewed for this book, Wan Don, he was certainly one of the top leaders of the movement.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the number one on the 21 most wanted list. So, and if you have read my book, you'll notice that I did not just interview him, I did not treat him as a high-profile leader. I also approached him just like a human being. I think in the past 25 years, the so-called leaders, right, so or student leaders or dissidents, whatever the government tried to name them, they have been viewed as victims, as heroes, as national traitors. But by the end of the day, I think my book tried to just approach them as ordinary human beings, like any of us. So when I first finished the book, I asked myself, right, I said, so what would be one thing that I feel I should have done, but I did not do in my dissertation? So that's why in the prologue, I have four people who are not leaders in any sense. They were not even exiled by the government, but they were affected personally by 1989, and they chose to exile themselves, so self-exile, including myself, right? So among these four people, for example, Lian Ni, she was a Hong Kong student who went to Beijing to support the student movement, and she was right outside Tiananmen Square. She saw two young boys covered with blood, and she fainted. And when she regained consciousness, people tried to push her into an ambulance. And she struggled like, to get in. She said, I'm not wounded. I don't need an ambulance. And then the second ambulance came, and she struggled like, to get in again. And she said, I told you guys I'm not wounded. I do not need to get into the ambulance. Those people who were wounded need the ambulance. And it was at this point that a female doctor held her hands and said to her in English, not in Mandarin, not in Chinese, but in broken English. And she said, child, we know that you are not wounded, but you're from Hong Kong. You're the only person who can live here now. So we want you to live a life to tell the world what our government did to us tonight.
Rowena He, the author of Tiananmen Exiles, Voices of the Struggle for Democracy in China. She spoke with Sarah Williams, who with me co-hosts China Focus, heard every Friday here on VOA.